Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The issues.
Massively cut taxes for workers and small businesses.
The candidates.
This election right here is a fight for the future.
Vote, then hear how your vote counts. November 5th at 9.
The Sky covers it.
The Election Station. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. Hour number 3 of our get together on this happy hump day, Trump Day. It is 8:07, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Big win for the Yankees yesterday, 11-4. They won last night, big grand slam, Anthony Volpe. And then you've got game number 5. Yanks are still down 3-1, game 5 tonight. And we'll talk more about that. Right now, though, we have Congresswoman Kat Kamick with us. Congresswoman, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, fellas. How are you doing?
We're doing fantastic. So while people are debating what some so-called comedian said about Puerto Rico and all that, and the election looming and all that, okay, what's really going on, you know, in Washington are things that we truly should be concerned about. I say one of them is Israel, Iran. I think Israel is getting ready to do some major damage on Iran. But I want to get your take. What's really going on?
There is so much, and we don't have enough time to go through everything that's going on. Obviously, we're 6 days out from Election Day, focusing on keeping the House, really, and expanding the majority there. We're going to win the Senate. Republicans will win the Senate, and it may not be the landslide that everyone thinks it's going to be, but we can confidently say that we will pick up 2 seats, giving Republicans the majority. I feel very strongly that Donald Trump will win the presidency. The things that I'm seeing across the country are so different than what we've seen in years past. I mean, I'm seeing MAGA hats in San Francisco, sign waivers for Trump around Berkeley, people in New York, fully supportive of Trump and Republicans' agenda. I think we're going to have a great night. The thing I am worried about is some of these battleground seats around the House, they're coming down to 1,000, 2,000, 2,500 votes. That is a very, very small, slim margin. And so we have to be very vigilant. We got to push all the way through the end because it is going to come down to just a handful of maybe 4 or 5 seats that Republicans keep the majority. So that is where our focus is. And then, of course, we have some really, really important amendments here at home on the Florida ballot that people need to really understand what they're voting for when they go into the polling booth.
We've covered those, I think, pretty well and had several guests on a lot of the issues. But on issue number 1, we're going to have a friend of yours, the wife of Representative Byron Donald. She's going to be on with us at 9:05, and she's going to explain the importance of the school board stuff.
Yes, Erica is amazing. She's one of my great friends. It's funny enough, this morning, just before hopping on the phone with you guys, I was on the phone with Byron Donald, and we were chatting about the next couple of weeks in Washington and what that's going to look like. And I know Erica well. She is a wealth of information, a true patriot, and I'm glad that y'all are having her on the air.
So back to, one of my concerns is while we're all playing with the election ball and what's going to happen and the polling and all that, Israel took out a bunch of missile defense systems in Iran, and I'm speculating that I think the next step, are they going to go and heavily bomb, try to take out their nuclear capabilities? What's your thoughts? And I don't know how much you can actually say.
The unclassified version would be Israel has every right to defend itself and will certainly do what it needs to do to maintain its safety and security for its citizens.
Well, and you know what? You might not know, because I don't think Israel is going to share a lot of plans with us, because the last time around, just weeks ago, there was a major leak from the Biden administration.
Yes. Yes. And that's the thing, is just talking with my counterparts in the Knesset in Israel, I can tell you that there is a growing number of people who are very impatient with the Biden-Harris administration. They don't trust them. Certainly Bibi does not. And, you know, he knows how to handle that relationship. But it is at arm's length, because you can't have it both ways, as we have seen Kamala Harris crisscrossing the country and even parts of the world saying, we need a ceasefire, we need a ceasefire. It the release of the hostages is always the secondary thing for her. So they know that right now the Harris-Biden administration, it's not someone who is going to have their back in the way that they can traditionally rely on America. The thing that I always go back to, though, is you have still a staunch number of both Republicans and Democrats in Congress that will stand with Israel, and that's critically important, and they know that. But I do think that there's going to be some timidness leading into the election, because as this escalates, when Donald Trump wins, Iran is going to take a look and say, nope, we're not doing that. That is not something that they want to continue to go down that path. So I think Israel has this small window where they can do some targeted strikes. They can push back. They can really make sure that they're protecting themselves without going too far. So it's going to be a very, very nervous type of week for all of us, not just for the election. But we have a lot of work to do to rebalance the scales, because you see how this weakness that has been coming out of this administration has really made the world a much more dangerous place.
Yeah, I think you're being very flattering when you just call it weakness. Inept and corrupt, I would add. And also, I don't know if you heard, I have a story of a whistleblower coming forward and basically saying that they went after Trump right at the beginning of his campaign, and it was an off-the-books operation, allegedly. James Comey ordered the investigation against Trump and personally directed it. Again, it's allegations. If this is true, wouldn't this be huge? You talk about the weaponization. You know all about it. This has got to be a big story.
Yes. You know, I was talking with Jim Jordan yesterday about some of the work that we're doing with weaponization, and that is a huge story. Just even the allegation itself is earth-shattering. But the problem that I have seen repeatedly is when we have whistleblowers come forward, you have the full weight of these agencies come and try to shut them down by any means necessary. You look at Garrett O'Boyle or Stephen Friend, who were the FBI agents that came forward, or Marcus Allen, that came forward and said what was really happening at the FBI. Look at what they did to them. They literally made it so that their life was a living hell. Stripped their clearance, but didn't fire them. Well, withheld pay for a year plus. To this day, Garrett O'Boyle is still not being paid, but he is not released from the agency. They will do anything and everything to crush you, and those are the words that they use. So they're trying to intimidate people from coming forward, but some people really do see it, and rightfully so, as their patriotic duty. Their constitutional oath requires that they come forward and disclose when there is something fundamentally wrong, un-American, and unconstitutional happening. So we're going to see more of that, but that only happens post-election, because people are terrified of coming forward. And that's all the more reason why we need to keep the weaponization committee going, so that we can clean up the mess. Because for once, we actually need to follow through and make sure that people are getting fired, that there are actual consequences for breaking the law and engaging in these un-American activities.
Well, hopefully we'll have more information on that. We can discuss it again in the future. Congresswoman Kat Kamick, I know it's crazy busy. We appreciate your time, and keep fighting the good fight.
Appreciate you guys. Everybody get out there and vote, vote, vote.
You got it. 8:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Got a code word coming up for you. And I'm going to dig back into that story for those of you who are just catching what I was talking about with Congresswoman Kamik. So stick around. 97.3, The Sky.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Woo! Yeah! I'm ready to snort some antidepressants. How about you? Good morning and welcome. On a lighter note, good morning and welcome.
Wow.
It is 8:21, and your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Before I forget, let me give you the code word. This is for the spectacular Ocala Food and Wine Festival this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The tickets that you have a chance for are for Saturday, what they're calling the Grand Tasting. All you have to do is use the keyword SKY. Text SKY, S-K-Y, to 20357 for your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Grand Tasting. Data and message rates apply. Please don't text and drive. And even if you don't win tickets, this is going to be a wonderful event. Celebrity chef-led celebration. 2 days of culinary competition. A little beer, a little wine, a little spirits, education, sampling, and what have you. And the whole thing benefits Public Education Foundation of Marion County and the Pro Start program. So there you have it. Earlier, I was talking to, well, just a little while ago, Congresswoman Kat Kamik. If you missed it, look for the Bob Rose Show podcast. You'll never miss a minute of the show. Wherever you normally download your podcast, you get it there and click on subscribe, and you can hear Congresswoman Kat Kamik, the interview with her, all of the stuff we do. Coming up at 9:05, Erica Donalds, Byron Donalds' wife, heavily involved in education, and she's going to talk about the school board amendment. Okay, mm-hmm. That's coming up in less than an hour. What I was talking to Kat about was a protected whistleblower disclosure. This is huge. The House Judiciary Committee has revealed that the FBI began targeting Donald Trump all the way back in June of 2015, right after he announced his presidential run. What's different about this is the understanding, and this is all via the whistleblower, that this was an off-the-books investigation ordered directly by FBI Director James Comey. That is extremely frightening for that one person to have that much power. They were basically on a fishing expedition. Well, guess what? That's against the law. It's not even close. The Washington Times looked over the disclosure. And basically laid it out like this. There were two undercover FBI agents. They were directed to act as honeypots and infiltrated high levels of Trump's campaign in the 2016 campaign. They even traveled with Trump and his campaign staff. The agent personally knew that Comey had ordered the investigation and personally directed it. And it didn't target or didn't seem to target a specific crime. They were looking for anything that would be incriminating. Yep. They had no predicated foundation. And here's the thing. Because it was off the books, it's not in their system officially. But we knew it took place. Remember how they tried to gaslight Trump when he says, yeah, I'm being spied on? Everybody goes, oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're being spied on. Next thing you know, you're going to say people are out to kill you.
Well.
So apparently helping Comey execute the probe were deputy director at the time, Dave Bowditch, and assistant director in charge of the Washington field office, Paul Abadi. Targeted by the honeypot undercover agents was Trump campaign advisor George Papadopoulos. And Papadopoulos pleaded guilty to making false statements to the FBI in October of 17, later pardoned by Trump, but he went to prison. The whistleblower said the secret investigation was closed after a newspaper obtained a photo of one of the agents and was ready to publish it. The FBI's press office told the paper that the photo was of an informant, not an agent, and that the informant would be killed if the photo was published. Okay? This is all coming from the whistleblower. The employee also said that one of the agents agreed to be transferred to the CIA so that she could not be a witness. Another employee was given a promotion. Remember, this was an off-the-books investigation. Illegal. Can you imagine? You're supposed to be representing the FBI. And you're doing things off the book?
Yeah.
Not in the system? And without any sort of probable cause at all? You're just on a fishing expedition? And then how convenient that you can work a quick transfer from somebody to the CIA.
What'd you get, like a trade to the Mets or something? How does that work? Come
yeah,
on.
The trading deadline was coming up shortly.
Is that crazy or what?
And CIA needed a shortstop, and she was only 5'3". So
she's in. There you go.
It's
ridiculous.
It is. I mean, this is egregious. By the way, Agent Strzok, who the media, when they were forced to talk about him a little bit,
right?
He wasn't the run-of-the-mill, just an agent. And I want to make sure that people know that. They're clear. He was very high-ranking. And he was put in charge of the two most important things then. The Trump investigation and the Hillary Clinton email thing.
So are those handled maybe equally and fair?
Of course not.
Okay, just asking.
Of course not.
Yeah.
House Judiciary spokesman said the committee plans to look into the allegations they received from the whistleblower. I hope you do more than just look into it.
Oh, man.
If the report is true, the FBI Assistant Director Chris Swecker said, this is booming. Egregious violation of the rules for the Attorney General and the FBI. An unpredicated infiltration of a presidential campaign, which assists as sensitive. It's sensitive to the point where it would have been, had to have been approved by the Attorney General and have some kind of predication or probable cause. Nope, this was off the books. Wow. So illegal. Will Comey ever be held accountable?
No.
I'm not going to hold my breath. It is 8:28 right now. You're listening to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We still have a lot of stuff to get to. And can the Yankees win another one tonight? News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Just a couple of deplorables hanging out with you today.
Wow. Oh, the name calling.
I would call us garbage, but we'd probably have to mention Florence Recycling. I think they have the trademark to everything related to trash.
Yeah, you're probably
garbage,
right.
Garbage, refuse.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
All right. It is a happy Hump Day Trump Day. Looking good, my friends. Getting on the home stretch. And what do we got? 6 days?
Oh, man.
Get it done now if you possibly can. Please get out there and vote. Bring like-minded people with you. Get it done. Hey, going along with what I said a while ago, when they tried to kick the old man Joe Biden to the curb, and he wasn't going to go quietly into the night. That's not Joe Biden's style. Okay? And he's got a huge ego, and when they told him, it's just we're better off, if you don't run, sometimes you got to step aside for your party or your country and all that. And he was like, he was hopping mad. And he probably gave him a long list of, okay, if you're going to do this, here's what I want. And they said, okay, well, if we do that, then you're going to have to be very supportive of Kamala. And he's like, of course I will. And he has stuck little barbs in here and there. When she really was trying to separate herself from the Biden administration and the policies, he pulled her right back in and said, oh, Kamala was there for all of the, in on all the important decisions. Mm-hmm. And it made it sound like, you know, she's with me and she's smart and she's important and all that. And you know that that's got to be irritating her. Well, he did it again. He did it again. He basically took that thing the comedian said about Puerto Rico being a floating island of garbage or whatever, which I guess was an attempt at some joke or humor that I wasn't privy to because I didn't get it, and I don't think most people did. But the Democrats trying to make hay out of it and make a big deal about it. Well, the senator, it's like a shadow senator, and she came out and she made it very clear that she's endorsing Donald Trump for president. Yeah, here it is here. Zoraida Buxo, one of Puerto Rico's nonpartisan shadow senators, officially endorsed former President Donald Trump at his rally in Allentown, Pennsylvania. And, I mean, she said, great stuff about the president, obviously. Mm-hmm. So the whole Puerto Rican thing was much ado about nothing, and really it doesn't connect to Trump. It was some comedian on his own that Trump didn't even know. But Biden took advantage of it, and, well, he stepped in it. Was it an accident? Was it a Biden gaffe, as he's been known for? Or did he do it on purpose? Because he called supporters of Trump's garbage.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
The joke from insult comedian Tony Hinchcliffe has been met with heavy backlash, et cetera. You get it, right? Biden turned the garbage comment onto Trump supporters during a virtual campaign event for Kamala with Hispanic group Vote Latino. It came while Harris called for unity during a speech in D.C. She's calling for unity, and he's out there saying, hey, anybody who's supporting Trump is garbage. He said, Donald Trump has no character. He doesn't give a darn about the Latino community. Just the other day, a speaker at his rally, which he wasn't a speaker, he was a comedian, speaker at his rally, called Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage. The only garbage I see floating out there are his supporters.
That's pretty simple.
His demonization of Latinos is unconscionable and it's un-American. You mean the same Latinos that had the highest levels of employment ever? And that was under Donald Trump? Is that the same Hispanics, Latinos?
Yeah. And this is a guy who likes to, make fun of Indian accents at a 7-Eleven. And just been known to kind of not really be... I have a lot of couth when it comes to other cultures.
Well, as several other times before, the White House had to hurry up and jump in there and do damage control. And a spokesperson told NBC News, the comment was directed toward the comedian and not regular Trump supporters. Sorry, you can twist that commentary a couple of different ways, but you can't flex it into being the comedian because, remember, he said a speaker. So Biden didn't even know who said it. He just said, somebody there said this about Puerto Rico. You can use this. Mm-hmm. Or in his mind, he said, I can use this.
Yeah.
Well, what it ends up doing is it alienates about half the country. So anybody who may have sort of been, I'm thinking about Trump. And then he insults everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh.
Whoops.
Okay. And, actually, there could be a backlash effect. Once again, taking some of the air out of, Kamala's taking the oxygen out of her room.
And we wonder why every time, he and his folks kind of reach out to Kamala to go, hey, I'd love to be on the campaign trail for you. They kind of say, we'll get back to you later.
Yeah. And he's I want to get out there chomping at the bit.
And they don't.
Speaking of chomping at the bit, let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and Horse Sense, you're on the air.
Yeah, good morning, Bob. On the Puerto Rican thing, I know a little bit about Puerto Rico. I am married to a real Puerto Rican. She says if you're not born in Puerto Rico, you're not a real Puerto Rican. But she's a real Puerto Rican.
That's fine.
And she is amazing. The people of Puerto Rican are amazing. I've been to Puerto Rico probably 10 times in my life, 5 times in the last few years. And I love Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico has so much to offer. It's an amazing island. This guy is a comedian. He's a roast comedian, which I didn't know anything about. But they're supposed to get under your skin. He shouldn't have been, at the Trump rally, of course. But, he says stupid things, to get people aggravated and this and that. But But Puerto Rico is an amazing island. But if anybody has ever been there, mm-hmm. I use one word that it is. It's amazing. It's beautiful. I love it. And I'm going to go back and back and back. But it is dilapidated. I mean, you drive all around Puerto Rico, and it's messy. But I love that about Puerto Rico. I mean, it's the coolest place, and I just wanted to share that.
No, like so many islands, I mean, they have their economic struggles and stuff like that. Yeah. And they also have been the victim of, you know, hurricanes and natural disasters and with an aged infrastructure. And you put all those together, and, yeah, you're going to have some challenges ahead.
But it does have a charm to it. I've been there a couple of times myself.
Okay.
And enjoyed my time there.
Did you go up in the mountains?
Well, we didn't really go up in the mountains, but, I mean,
there's center to the island, right?
Yes.
Is hilly. And
I was just trying to think. I guess at one point I was probably on a bus or a little van, kind of going through there. I wasn't thinking in details, but yeah. But it's really neat. Just it was actually probably one of the most just simple but enjoyable things. It was kind of getting into the evening, sun is starting to set, and you're there, right there on the water,
tropical paradise.
It's beautiful looking out at the ocean. And
did you feel safe?
You know, I did. I did not have any qualms about it. That's been a few years, but no issues.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's an important thing. If you're going to visit there,
absolutely.
You want to feel like there's some level of security.
Exactly.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah. If you're a comedian that specializes in roasts,
you probably should
stick to the roasts.
Yeah.
Or adapt your quote unquote act and your shtick to the audience or the event that you're performing at.
Yeah.
But if they're there for a roast, hey, roast away. I mean, they didn't hold any punches back on Tom Brady, and I thought it was hilarious. I guess what a roast is supposed to be both funny and extremely uncomfortable for the person.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it checked all the boxes.
Yes.
Yeah. You don't need to have any kids around if you decide to, you know, Netflix that thing.
No.
You know what I mean?
Mm-mm.
All right. Where was I going next? I might as well just give you the grand tasting event that's coming up Saturday at the Ocala Food and Wine Festival. It's at the World Equestrian Center, and we've got a chance for you to get tickets. Your keyword is SKY, S-K-Y, text SKY to 20357 for your chance to win a pair of tickets to the grand tasting Saturday, World Equestrian Center. Data and message rates apply. Please don't text and drive. So crime in California, like many other areas, it's been getting worse. Of course, the FBI had to go back and look at some of the stats they put out previous that made people like David Muir think that the crime rate was going down, and it wasn't, and we knew that. And there were a lot of factors for that due to lack of reporting in certain areas, lack of reporting certain crimes. But anyway, crime's going up. One of the reasons why is it's a revolving door in the judicial system in many parts of the country. Okay? You've got these, you know, prosecutors supposed to be prosecuting. There, you know, there's no bail. You can come and go as you want. It'd be all kinds of dangerous felons. Like, yeah, let them go. And that's not a good thing. But isn't it interesting? In the same state that can look the other way for a whole lot of criminal activity, the guy who attacked Paul Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi's husband, and I'm not trying to say that's not to be taken seriously, but in California, what'd you think the guy would get? 5 years, right?
Sure.
He got life in prison.
He didn't even kill anybody.
But don't worry, there's not two systems.
Right.
Yeah. 8:45. We'll get back to that in a little bit, but it's 8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Bob Rose Show podcast available wherever you get your podcasts. Click on subscribe. And coming up at 9:05, Erica Donalds, Byron Donald, the congressman from here in Florida. His wife is going to be on the air with us explaining Amendment 1. That's coming up on 97.3 The Sky.
Brought to you this morning by Daughtry Tree Service. Well, things are clearing up nicely right now. Quite a bit less volume for both Gainesville and Ocala at this point of our morning commute, which is kind of typical. And I-75 continues to move okay north and southbound through Marion and Alachua counties. A little more volume heading south towards the Turnpike. You know that fall is the perfect time to trim your trees? Well, Daughtry Tree wants to remind you that cutting wounds heal more quickly. Birds and bees are less active. So for tree trimming, removal, or stump grinding, call today for a free estimate. Or visit DaughtryTreeService.com. Daughtry Tree, your tree service people.
We are starting out this Wednesday with very mild temperatures and partly cloudy skies. Expect a mix of sun and clouds later on this morning into the afternoon. A couple of early afternoon showers are possible, especially closer to the St. John's River. Highs today in the mid-80s. From the UF Weather Center, I'm Megan Borowski.
Gainesville 69, Ocala 70, The Villages 70. Traffic and weather together every 15 minutes mornings. A News Talk, 97.3 The Sky.
Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. It is 8:50, 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thank you for supporting what we do. We very much appreciate it. Coming up, we're going to talk to Erica Donalds. That's the wife of Byron Donalds, Florida congressman. And she's going to educate us on the Amendment Number 1 that has to do with school board races and labeling yourself in a partisan way. And there's some benefits to that. She's going to accentuate that, share that with us coming up in just a little bit. Hollywood screenwriter David Simon, creator of The Wire and We Own the City, announced that he'd canceled his subscription to The Washington Post.
What?
Well, yeah.
What's the deal?
Adding his name to the many celebrities who announced they were dumping the paper wow. after the decision was made to cancel its endorsement of Kamala Harris for president. Did they actually cancel the endorsement, or did they just not do an endorsement? I thought when I read the statement from Bezos, he said, yeah, we waited a little late to do it, but we decided we're not going to do endorsements anymore, political right. endorsements anymore, moving forward. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, is that the left's way of saying, well, it should have been a Kamala endorsement? And yeah, in all likelihood, it probably was, but if you don't actually get it, you can't say, well, we would have gotten it. I mean, you could say it, but Simon, a former Baltimore Sun journalist, took to his X account and told his fans he was canceling his subscription. I love that. Yeah. Now the paper is going to go out of business because a couple people canceled their subscription. Look, these are the people that cannot stand free speech. They want everything to be an echo chamber. And if they don't get exactly that, then they're gonna cancel it.
You know, interesting headline related to that I saw this morning. Kamala Harris blames Trump. Okay, which, I mean, you know, she kind of blames him for everything. And basically rips billionaires for her not getting the endorsement.
No, really?
Yeah, she's blaming Trump. Rips billionaires club for Washington Post non-endorsement.
Yet she has many more billionaires supporting her campaign than Trump does.
Isn't that ironic?
It is.
Well, they must not be in the billionaires club.
They
must
be. They clearly are.
Well, I don't know. They are. But if she's going to blast the ones in the club,
Because, look, on one hand, you meet with them privately and you kiss their butts. Mm-hmm. But then publicly, you go after all billionaires, all rich people. But you've already met with them privately, wink, wink, nod, nod. You know what I'm talking about? You know, very wealthy people. I'm talking about when I'm attacking them, those are conservative billionaires that I hate.
Yeah, not you.
But I use this for class warfare so that people of meager means think that I'm, you know, going to be a workhorse and fight the rich man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I gotta at least present that kind of persona, if you will.
Uh-huh.
It's a game. Come on.
It is.
Bezos cited a poll that found only 31% of Americans have any trust in the media. Surprise is that high. And he thinks it's time to begin to correct the trust deficit. You know, I wonder what he's going to do. I wonder what he's going to do. Maybe we should reach out. Greg, we can do maybe a guest column in the Washington Post.
Sure, yeah.
Have them sponsor a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, what's $150,000-$200,000 each?
Oh.
You know, to do that for the Washington Post for Jeff Bezos. I mean, he's...
Yeah, we're helpers.
You know, he's got plenty of money.
Yeah.
We could probably help him out with that.
Yeah.
The explanation from Bezos, though, apparently not good enough for this TV writer. He read the insights. He said, I just read the insights of Jeff Bezos in his opinion piece in the Post. I wasn't going to join 200,000 others and cancel my subscription because doing so won't hurt Bezos. He paid more for his yachts than the newspaper. And yes, the Post newsroom, they were good people. And some friends still labor continues providing meaningful journalism. But my God, this man's insipid defense of his own transparent cowardice is provoking.
Cowardice.
Yeah.
Wow.
If you don't stand up for Kamala, then you can't be black. And you're a coward.
Right.
And you're going to vote for a fascist who also hates Puerto Rico, and you're garbage.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Did I get that right?
Yeah, you covered most of it.
A bunch of celebrities have canceled their Washington Post. Stephen King. Rob Reiner, Meathead.
Oh, of course.
Star Wars actor Mark Hamill. He's been an obnoxious kind of lefty voice, hadn't he?
He is.
Actors Jeffrey Wright, Bradley Whitford, George Takei.
Mm-hmm.
Star Wars. Maybe he needs to go
Star
look.
Trek.
Star Trek. Maybe he needs to go look for, you know, other
aliens.
No. I'm trying to think of the opening of the Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go where no man has gone before, something like that. Yeah. Maybe he could
new
try
life.
That.
New
In other words, take a trip out to space.
Yeah. Oh, he's already out there. Oh, believe me. Yeah, he's out there.
We're canceling our paper subscription because
we
didn't do what we wanted them to do.
As if they all get up in the morning and grab their newspaper, go walk out on the porch with their slippers and,
Well, they get their brainwashing somewhere. They probably get some of it from there.
That could be.
Senior Taliban terrorist announced that the jihadists would ban women from reciting the Quran or performing certain Islamic prayers within earshot of themselves. This came from multiple Afghan outlets. The restrictions appear to be part of a larger package of morality reforms to Afghan law that also effectively ban women from appearing in public. Wait. I remember the old one, women should be seen and not heard, but here you can't even be seen.
Man, they're really getting tight.
They're not allowed to speak at a volume loud enough to be heard by others.
Wow.
Well, how would you talk to somebody?
It's going to be tough.
The Taliban's Ministry of Vice and Virtue. Tasked with repressing the Afghan populace through its fundamentalist interpretation of the Islamic Sharia, initially announced the changes and restrictions in August.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And all the women's groups are outraged.
Yeah, what'd they say?
Nothing.
Oh.
9 o'clock stretch is coming up. We're going to talk to Erica Donalds next on 97.3 The Sky about Amendment 1. Hang on.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.